I believe in rough drafts. Sure enough, the same kind that I, along with the majority of my classmates, complain about whenever a teacher deems one necessary. I prefer to work quickly, and this is seriously hindered by the requirement of a rough draft. It makes writing seem much more meticulous to me, because it feels like I'm just being forced to rewrite the exact same things, just one at a time in neat handwriting to be turned in. However, when I take the time to go back and compare, the difference is amazing. I've undoubtedly improved and developed my ideas further and more efficiently. As much as I hate to admit it, the rough draft is good for me. This concept never would have stuck for me if it wasn't for my 6th grade English teacher, Miss Cooper. She assigned an essay in the first week of school and gave us 2 days to complete it. To tell the truth, I thought my essay was golden, an A-plus for sure. However, Miss Cooper had other ideas. I hadn't written a rough draft and was shocked to see a 70 when she handed it back with a simple note attached. Rough draft required, always. Since that day, I've never doubted the rough draft, not just in school, but in life. I noticed my essays improved drastically with the strategy, not to mention my grades. So why not incorporate it into my life also? With this understanding, I look at each year of my life as a rough draft. The story of my life for the year, good and bad, makes up the content of my paper. The end result is sloppy, not well thought out, and hard to follow. At the end of the year, I go back, as if with a red pen in English class, and attempt to see what I did wrong and what I can correct. Every year so far has been a rough draft and not a final paper, but I have noticed one thing. Each year, the paper gets slightly easier to read. There are fewer mistakes, and the ideas become more recognizable as complete thoughts and not passing phases. Each year, my paper matures, in accordance with how I've matured that year. My goal is, by the end of my life, to have a final copy ready to turn in. However, this is not a given. I believe that if I continue this pattern of improvement every year, maybe someday I will have a story worth telling. While the paper is just getting started, the people in my life and the maturity I'm gaining are helping it to take form. Every year, the red pen marks decrease in number, but my goal won't be accomplished until they have been eradicated completely. The story in my head is still just a ragtag compilation of lessons learned and mistakes made, but I strive onwards, confident that one day it will be a masterpiece.